哈利路亚，奉主圣名，我们在这里一起来学习道理。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we gather here to study His words.
在星期五的晚上，我们继续从路加福音当中来做彼此的学习。
And on this Friday night, we would like to use the book of Luke as mutual encouragement.
我们请翻到路加福音的第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 9.
路加福音第九章的第一节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 1.
路加福音九章第一节。
The book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 1.
第一节，耶稣叫齐了十二个门徒，给他们能力、权柄，制服一切的鬼，医治各样的病。第二节
，verse 2.
又差遣他们去宣传神国的道，医治病人。第三节
，verse 3.
对他们说，行路的时候不要带拐杖和口袋，不要带食物和银子，也不要带两件褂子。第四节
，verse 4.
无论进哪一家，就住在那里，也从那里起行。第五节
，verse 5.
凡不接待你们的，你们离开那城的时候，要把脚上的尘土跺下去，见证他们的不是。第六节
，6.
门徒就出去走遍各乡，宣传福音，到处治病。阿们。啊，在这里所记载的是耶稣派了他的门徒出去做工，出去传福音。
And here Jesus Christ sent out his 12 disciples to preach and to work.
啊，这一段的记载，其实在马太、马可跟路加三卷福音书当中都有。
And this recording also recorded in the book of Matthew, Luke, and Mark.
啊，它是在马太福音的第十章。
And it's in Matthew chapter 10.
在马可福音的第十章。
And in Mark chapter 10.
以及在路加福音的第九章。
And also recorded in Luke chapter 9.
啊，所以其实并不是非常难记哦，十十九啊，差不多就在那个地方啊。
So it is not hard to remember. It's in around chapter 10 or 9.
啊，所以呢，我们看到说马太、马可、路加都同样的重复着记载了这一件事情。
So in the book of Mark,Matthew and Luke, and he repeated this story.
啊，来告诉我们说，这一次主耶稣差遣门徒出去工作，这里面的啊，这里面有很重要的教训跟内容。
And it's telling us the important message within sending out his 12 disciples.
啊，这里说主耶稣差遣门徒出去，他们医治啊，医病赶鬼传福音。
And here Jesus Christ sent out his disciples. They preach and they healed.
啊，这里告诉我们说，今天主耶稣在我们身上也有托付着工作，也有交代的使命。
And likewise, Jesus Christ entrusted the same mission to us.
然后就好像我们在《使徒行传》的第一章所看见的。
Just like the recording in the book of Acts, chapter 1.
啊，在主耶稣升天以前，特别交代门徒的工作。
And before Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, this is the work entrusted to his
disciples. 啊，《使徒行传》的第一章第八节。
And in Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地，并撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。所以我们看到主耶稣所吩咐、所托付的使命。
And this is the commission, entrusted to us by Jesus Christ.
也是今天教会存在的真正目的。
And this is a true,true mission of the existence of church.
我们看看我们现在的社会。
Look at the society today.
越来越多的教会已经忘记自己存在的意义了。
And many churches already forgotten the commission of their existence.
虽然他们也称自己是教会。
Although they call themselves church.
但是其实有的已经跟一些慈善机构没有什么两样。
And many of the churches are just like the charity organization in this world.
他们说他们也高举神的名，主的名，高举主的名。
And they also say that they exalt the name of God.
但是他们在一起只是像是一个community center， 好像一个中心，一个社交的团体，一个社区的中心而已啊。
But when they gather together, they are only mere a community center or a club in the society.
但是在这里主耶稣告诉我们的非常清楚。
But here, Jesus Christ gives us clear instruction.
说我们今天所被托付的使命就是 把他的神国的道理让更多人来知道。
The commission entrusted to us by Jesus Christ is for us to preach the word.
所以主耶稣告诉十二个门徒。
So Jesus Christ told the 12 disciples.
说你们要出去把神国的道让更多人了解。
Go out and explain the heavenly kingdom to more people.
当我们到了路加福音的第十章。
If we could look at the book of Luke chapter 10.
我们会看到说主耶稣再一次的派了70个工人出去传扬神国的道。
And here Jesus Christ sent out another 70 to preach the word.
一直到使徒行传的第一章。
Until the book of Acts chapter 1.
说主耶稣所留下来给教会的使命就是要将福音传到地极。
So the commission Jesus Christ left for us is for us to preach the word to the end of the world.
所以今天作为一个基督徒，今天作为神的教会。
So as a disciple of Jesus Christ, as a church,
我们要对自己的责任有很清楚的认识。
We must have a very clear understanding of our responsibility.
因为教会不是慈善团体。
Because church is not a charitable work.
我们的重点也不在于做好事、做好人。
And our emphasis is not to do good only.
我们的真正教会存在的价值在于拯救人的灵魂。
The value of our existence is to save souls.
使人最后能够走完人生有得救的盼望跟把握。
So at the end, when a person leaves this world, they will have a hope of eternal life.
所以传福音的工作，主耶稣已经托付给我们每个人。
So Jesus Christ already gave each one of us.
那我们就来看一看，从这个榜样当中，我们应当要怎么做。
So through his example, what should we do?
我们看第九章的第一节。
Look at Luke chapter 9 verse 1.
九章第一节。
Chapter 9 verse 1.
这里说耶稣叫齐了十二个门徒，给他们能力权柄制服一切的鬼，医治各样的病。在这里我们看到主耶稣先叫了十二个门徒来。
And here Jesus called and gathered the 12 disciples.
十二在圣经当中是一个非常特殊的特殊的数目。
And 12, this number is a very peculiar number.
所以以色列神的选民有十二个支派。
And in the Old Testament, there were 12 tribes.
因为这十二在神的眼中就是一个完整的意思。
And in the eyes of God, the number 12 is a perfect number.
耶稣来到世上也拣选了十二个门徒。
When Jesus came to this world, he chose 12.
所以在这里讲说，耶稣把十二个门徒都叫来了。
And here the Bible said he gathered the 12 disciples.
我们如果对这十二个门徒有多一点的印象跟认识，
And if we have a good understanding of these 12 disciples,
我们就会发现说，其实这十二个门徒，他们许多的背景、身份非常的不同。
And here these 12, they have different backgrounds and they have different status.
里面有的是做渔夫的。
Some are fishermen.
里面有的是做税吏的。
Some are tax collectors.
有的有读书，有的却是无知的小民。
And some went to, have some education, some are unknown, no one.
环境不一样，知识不一样，能力不一样，口才不一样。
They have different background, they have different eloquence, they have different education.
但是今天当要出去传福音。
But today, when they go out to preach.
主耶稣把十二个全部叫来。
Jesus gathered the 12 disciples.
他没有说，哎呀，彼得你口才好，你去就可以啦，话多嘛。
Jesus Christ did not say, Peter, you are more eloquent, so you should go.
那个巴多罗买那个连2000年后的信徒大部分都不知道你是谁
And Bartholomew, you 2000 years later, no one knows you.
算了，你就留在家里好了，你不要出去了。
So forget it, you stay home and do nothing.
里面有的人口才很好。
Some are very eloquent.
里面有的人很会劝服人。
And some can persuade others.
里面有的人那个讲话可能踢踢突突讲不清楚。
And some people, they cannot speak correctly.
但是主耶稣是把十二个门徒全部叫来，把责任托付在每一个门徒的身上。
Nonetheless, Jesus Christ gathered all 12 disciples and gave them power.
所以我们千万不要想说这个传福音只是某些人的工作。
So never think that preaching the gospel is for a certain people.
传福音是传道的工作，是长子的工作，是负责人的责任。
And do not think that preaching the gospel is the responsibility of the preachers or the ministers.
跟谁都有关，就是跟我没有关。
And it has nothing to do with me.
那你就错了。
then you're wrong.
啊，只要你是耶稣的门徒，
as long as you're the disciples of Jesus,
啊，这个责任就担在我们人每个人的身上。
This responsibility has come upon you.
所以人人都有责任，人人都被托付。
So everyone is entrusted and everyone has the responsibility.
啊，所以我们要找机会，把握机会来跟人分享耶稣救人的道理。
So we need to find every opportunity to preach the salvation of Jesus Christ to others.
啊，但是虽然你知道这是你的责任，
although you know this is your responsibility,
不代表你有能力去完成这项工作。
And doesn't mean you have the ability to finish what's entrusted to you.
啊，所以在第九章的第一节告诉我们，
So in chapter 9 verse 1 it tells us,
说耶稣就给他们能力权柄去医病赶鬼宣传神国的道。
And Jesus gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases.
啊，所以呢，使命是我们必须要承担的责任。
And this is our responsibility that we have to exercise.
但是要完成我们的使命，靠自己的能力却是不可能达到。
To accomplish this goal,only with our own power we cannot achieve it.
所以在这里讲说十二个使徒神主耶稣赐给他们能力。
And here Jesus gave 12 disciples power.
也借着他们所得着上头来的能力才能够把所托付的工作做好。
So only with the power from above they can accomplish their goal.
有时候我们觉得有口才好就很多人信耶稣。
And sometimes we may think that if we're eloquent, then we can persuade others to believe Jesus Christ.
还真的不是这样。
Well, that's not true.
有时候你讲的大家听得这样子目瞪口呆听得这样子听得非常的专注啊。
And sometimes, if you're eloquent, people pay attention to what you speak.
但是等你讲完以后大家就这个讲得不错有机会下次再来听，好像在听故事一样下次再来听然后就走了。
But after you speak, people will tell you that, well, you speak very eloquently, and I may consider coming, but I may not.
所以有时候如果神若不感动人的心，你口才再好都没有用。
If God does not touch the heart of the listener, no matter how eloquent you are, it's useless.
有人讲说如果有神迹大神迹发生，就会很多人来信。
Some people may say, if you can perform a great miracle, then many people will believe.
这也不一定是这样。
It's not necessarily so.
在历史当中，在真耶稣教会的历史当中，我们看到有多少次？
And in the history of Jesus Christ, we see many times.
说很多人说如果怎么样，我就信耶稣。
If something happened, then I will believe Jesus Christ.
结果真的发生，也没有人来信。
When it actually happened, then they still did not believe.
我们到非洲的时候听过一个他们的信徒跟我们做一个见证。
And when we went to Africa, one of the members testified to us.
说有一个小孩教会里面的孩子病得很严重。
And one of the child of our member was severely sick.
后来就在家里就死掉了。
And he died at his home.
那个妈妈很难过把孩子抱着在教会里一直哭一直哭一直祷告。
The mother was very sad and she came to church holding the child and she was crying bitterly.
因为这个附近的邻居乡里乡亲都认识所以邻居都来了说这个能够活过来我们都要来信真耶稣教会。
So when all the neighbors came and saw what happened, they said if this child can resurrect, then we will believe in Jesus Christ.
后来真的祷告到后来真的活过来了。
Sure enough, after a prayer,the child resurrected.
有没有人来信呢？没有大家都走掉了。
Did anyone come and believe? No, they all left.
所以我们有时候都觉得说如果有个口才很好的传道，如果有个double PhD 的传道，如果有个这个有个那个我们教会就会怎么样。
Sometimes you may think that if we have a very eloquent pastor or we have a certain minister who has double PhD, then they can preach eloquently.
那你就真的想错了。
Then you are wrong.
你看使徒行传，你看使徒时代的那些门徒。
And in the time of apostle,
圣经里面讲说，他们在人的眼里叫做无学的小民，没有读书的。
And they are unlearned people.
但是当他们起来，一篇正道讲出神的话来，3000个人就信主了。
When they rise and preach, 3000baptized.
是因为他们口才好吗？
Is it because they were eloquent?
还是因为他们知识高呢？
Or because they have high education?
其实到最后只是因为神的灵充满了他们。
And at the end, it is because of the Spirit of God dwelling upon them.
所以今天教会要发展。
So for church to prosper today,
不是找出很多啊学识很高能力很强口才很棒的人来担负工作教会就会发展。
It is not to find the most eloquent or the most educated people to take on the roles of the church.
而是需要弟兄姐妹懂得祷告懂得同心你就看到神怎么样动工。
And it is through the members who knows how to pray,that the word of God can be preached.
我们来看一下提摩太前书的第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
提摩太前书的一章第十二节。
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12.
十二节，我感谢那给我力量的我们主耶稣基督。因他以我有忠心派我服侍他这里是保罗对提摩太所讲的
And here's your exhortation of Paul toward Timothy.
我们都知道保罗是使徒时代里面最有能力最有口才最有智慧的一位工人
And Apostle Paul was the most powerful, most eloquent and most educated disciple in...
所以新约圣经他一个人就写了将近一半
And he wrote almost half of the New Testament.
啊，到处传福音，建立教会。
And he preached everywhere to establish churches.
啊，但是到保罗年老的时候
，But when Paul was old,
啊，他跟这个年轻的工人，年轻的提摩太说
，And he told this young worker Timothy.
他说啊，我做这么多工作，我感谢神，是神赐给我力量。
And he did so much work, and he thanked Jesus Christ who has enabled me.
那所以啊，保罗看得非常清楚。
So Paul saw very clearly.
他说侍奉有果效工作有能力在于神赐给我们的力量。
For the work to be fruitful, for the work to be prosperous, it is the power of God.
所以在第九路加福音的第九章告诉我们。
So in the book of Luke, chapter 9,
他说啊耶稣叫起了他们就赐给他们能力。
Jesus called the 12 and gave them power.
所以我们今天教会要发展圣工要兴旺。
So for the work to be prosperous today in the church.
所需要的就是弟兄姐妹跪下来祷告求取上头来的能力。
So, it requires the members to kneel down and pray to ask for the power from above.
我们来看马可福音的第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 6.
马可福音的第六章
Book of Mark, chapter 6、
抱歉了我们调整一下、马可记在六、不是记在第十章、第六章、
Let me make a correction、the same recording is、recorded in Mark chapter 6 not、chapter 9
我们来看马可福音的第六章
Mark chapter 6
第七节
verse 7
第七节
Verse 7.
耶稣叫了十二个门徒来差遣他们两个两个的出去也赐给他们权柄制服污鬼、在这里是跟路加第九章同样的记载
And here is the same recording as in the book of Luke chapter 9.
但是在这里有一个细节在第六章、在路加福音里面是没有的
But here's a detail that was not recorded in、
说、
Luke、
耶稣叫齐了十二个门徒
And here Jesus called the 12 disciples
然后是两个两个的派出去工作
And he sent them out two by two.、
虽然在路加福音的第九章没有
although it's not recorded in Luke chapter 9、
但是我们如果看路加福音的第十章
but if we look at、Luke chapter 10
第十章的第一节
chapter 10 verse 1
第一节
Verse 1.
说这事以后主又设立了七十个人差遣他们两个两个的在他面前往所要去的地方、各城各地方去、所以在这里我们看到、圣经当中对耶稣派遣工人的记载
And here、recorded how Jesus sent out his disciples、
都是两个两个的出去
And he sent them out two by two
那、为什么派遣工人要两个两个的出去呢
Why did he send out workers two by two?、
因为在工作当中一个人孤单其实是一个非常危险的事
Because、when you work、you may become lonely This is something very dangerous、
信仰路上如果只剩下你一个人你的信仰其实非常的危险
And it'sin the path of faith, if you're the only person left, then your faith is in danger.
在旧约当中记载一个非常非常伟大的工人。
And in the Old Testament, it recorded a very powerful worker.
啊，这个工人能够叫火从天上下来。
This worker can call fire from above.
啊，被称为烈火的先知以利亚先知。
And he was called the prophet of fire, Elijah.
啊，他是旧约当中最有能力啊，最伟大、最有能力的先知之一。
And it's one of the greatest and the most powerful prophet in the Old Testament.
啊，但是到后来却逃命，并且想放弃自己的工作。
And at the end, he was running away for his life, and he wanted to quit his work.
啊，他跟神讲说：“我不行了，我不行了。”
And he told God, "I cannot do this any longer."
你换人吧，你叫别人来做吧。
Call somebody else to do the job.
为什么会这样呢？
Why did it become this way?
啊，一个能够叫火从天上下来、大有权柄跟能力的先知。
And one who has great power, who can call fire from above.
啊，最后却躲在山洞里面跟神抱怨。
At the end, he was hiding in a cave, complaining to God.
因为他只剩下只看见自己一人啊。
Because he only saw himself.
啊，所以啊，神跟以利亚说：“以利亚，以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
And God told Elijah, 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 what are you doing here?
以利亚没有回答。
Elijah did not answer him.
以利亚说：“只有我一个人，只剩下我一个人。”
Elijah said, "I'm the only one left."
神又问他一次啊，以利亚，以利亚，你到底在这里做什么啊？
God asked him again, Elijah, what are you doing here?
他就只看到说。只有我一个人，只有我一个人啊！
He only saw himself left.
啊，可是神怎么跟他说？
But what did God tell him?
神跟他说啊，像你一样敬畏我的还有七千人啊。
And those who fear me, there are 7,000 left.
以利亚不知道吗？
Did Elijah not know this?
以利亚没有看见吗？
Did Elijah not see this?
以利亚只是选择了。只看到他自己一人。
Elijah only chose to see himself only.
那为什么会这样？圣经并没有告诉我们。
What did it become this way? Bible did not tell us.
但是以利亚是知道的哦。
But Elijah knew.
啊，那个圣经里面有讲，以利亚其实知道还有其他的人是不侍奉巴利，是神的先知，他是知道的。
And he knew that there are other people who did not worship Baal.
啊，但是为什么以利亚永远都在强调只剩我一人？
Why did Elijah emphasize himself only?
因为他只看到自己而已。
Because he could only see himself.
啊，他没有办法去看到别人，也没有办法去接受别人。
He could not see others. He could not accept others.
以至于在这条侍奉的路上，一直处于一种非常非常孤单的状况。
So in the path of servitude, he was very lonely.
也因为这种孤单。
Because of his loneliness,
使他在软弱的时候没有同伴，没有人扶持，没有人拉他一把。
And during his weakness, no one was there to uplift him.
哦，所以啊，这是以利亚先知给你我留下来的一个警告。
And this serves as a warning of Elijah to us.
其实原本以利亚先知啊，他还可以做出更多更大的事情。
Initially, Elijah can do a lot more.
啊，但是啊，到最后啊，因为他一直说只剩我一人啊，只剩我一人啊。
But at the end, he kept saying, "I'm the only one left."
啊，到最后神就跟他讲啊，那这样的话，那就换人吧。
Then God told him, "Okay, then let's change to someone else."
啊，所以就带出了后来的先知，叫做以利沙。
And then we see Elisha, the next prophet.
啊，但是其实他原本可以做更多的。
Initially, Elisha can do a lot more.
却因为永远都是孤单，而缩短了自己侍奉的范围。
But because he was so lonely, he shortened the time that he could serve.
使他在软弱当中不断的逃跑，不断的逃命啊。
So、during his weakness, he continued to flee.
啊，所以啊，圣经里面不断的在提醒我们。
So the Bible continuously teaching us.
他说啊，两个人总比一个人好。
Two is better than one.
啊，这个我们都非常熟悉。
And we all know this.
他说啊，两个人一个，他说在传道书里面告诉我们。
In the book of Ecclesiastes tells
us. 他说啊，一个人睡觉怎么会暖和呢？
One person sleep by himself, how can he be warm?
两个人一起睡就暖和了。
And two sleep together, they can be warm.
啊，通常我们都把这个啊拿在那个婚礼的时候拿出来讲。
And sometimes we would say this during a wedding ceremony.
啊，其实啊，人家讲这个跟婚礼一点关系都没有啊。
But、actually, it has nothing to do with a wedding.
我以前啊，小时候在看这一集啊，我从来不认同啊。
And when I was younger, I disagree with this verse.
说一个人怎么不暖和？盖两床棉被就暖和啦。
How can one sleep by himself cannot be warm? I can just put on more blankets.
暖气打开就暖和啦。
Or turn on the heater, I can be warm.
哦，所以小时候比较叛逆啊，总觉得说啊，圣经讲这个不准啊，我一个人我也很暖和啊。
And I used to be rebellious and I disagree with the Bible. I can be warm by myself.
哦，后来长大才知道人家到底在讲什么。
Then when I grew up, I understood this verse.
哦，所以我记得我在这里也跟大家说过啊。
And I remember I explained this to everyone here.
这一段讲的不是婚姻，讲的是 当时候的人外出旅行。
And this has nothing to do with marriage. It has to do with people traveling.
走在沙漠当中啊，那个风沙很多，所以他们有一个很长的一条筋把自己裹起来啊。
And when they walk on the desert, they put on a scarf around their neck.
那到了晚上的时候啊，沙漠里面冷，那一条裹身体的筋就成了棉被啦。
And
或者是他的对，就变成他的哎呀，就对他的被单啊，不是。床单哎，不对，就是那个啦，一条的那个薄薄的盖的哈啊，被单哈，
棉被
通常都是很厚。
Okay, so
blanket.
So during the night, when they stop traveling, when they are ready for bed, then they can take that scarf and turn it into their blanket.
但是啊，因为它是长条状啊
，but it is a long, a rectangular shape.
所以你盖哪边都不太对。
So, however you put them on, they're not right.
你盖肚子脚好冷，盖脚哇，肚子好冷，着凉。
If you put on your stomach, then your feet can be cold. If you put on your feet, your stomach can be cold.
所以啊，如果你两个人一起旅行啊，我们两条这个被单啊，一个盖肚子，一个盖脚，我们两个都暖和啊。
So when two travel together, there are two blankets.
所以圣经里面不断的在强调一个观念。
So, Bible continuously emphasized one point.
就是同伴的重要性。
It is the importance of companionship.
所以我们不需要讲太多，因为啊，这个在聚会当中，我们常常分享这个部分。
And we often share this message in during the sermon.
信仰路上一定要找到属灵的同伴。
And during the path of faith, you have to have a companion.
能够在你软弱的时候给你帮助你扶持你起来。
And during your weakness, they can uplift you.
所以这里讲到说。是两个出去。
And here Jesus sent them out two by two.
我们看回来路加福音的第九章。
Turn back to the book of Luke chapter 9.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
这里说又对他们说行路的时候不要带拐杖和口袋，不要带食物和银子，也不要带两件褂子。第四节。
Verse 4.
无论进哪一家就住在那里，也从那里起行。在这里啊，主耶稣又继续交代他们。
And here Jesus Christ continued to instruct.
说啊，当你要出去传福音，要出去做工的时候啊，你不要担心太多。
And when you go out to preach and to work, don't worry too much.
跟他讲说啊，你也不用啊，带拐杖啊，也不用带拐杖，不用带口袋，不用带食物，不用带银子啊，简单出门就可以了。
Do not need to bring staff, bag, bread or money. Just leave.
在那个年代要出门不是这么简单的事。
And at that time, when you go out.Traveling is not easy.
像今天我们要出去旅行，什么都不带其实是可以的。
And like today, if you go out and go traveling and you don't have to bring anything with you.
那个信用卡带着就可以了。
You just have to bring your credit card.
走到哪刷到哪，到处都能用。
And wherever you go, you can just swipe and get whatever you want.
没有怕什么，没有买就好啦。
And if you don't have it, then that's fine. Just don't buy anything.
但是啊，以前那个年代啊，要出门并不容易。
But during that time, it's not easy to go traveling.
环境非常恶劣，而且生活很不方便。
The environment is adverse and it's very inconvenient.
很多地方是没有人烟啊，你走到哪，连晚上要睡哪都不知道。
And there are places that has no one and you don't even know where to sleep.
但是在这里告诉我们说，如果你永远都想要等到你一切都准备好了，你哪里都去不了。
And here it tells us that if you want to be very well prepared before you go, then you will never leave.
因为你永远都准备不好。
Because you will never be well prepared.
今天我们在侍奉在传福音也是一样。
So in our servitude and our preaching, it is the same.
教会很多工作需要很多的人。
And church has many work that require many people.
但是很多时候我们会听到有人讲说，哎呀，我还没有准备好。
But sometimes you will hear people saying that I'm not prepared yet.
我还需要再灵修一下。
I need to cultivate myself more.
我要灵修到我完全，我才能够出来侍奉。
I want to cultivate myself until I'm perfect before I serve.
那我们要等到什么时候？
Then how long are we going to wait?
等到世界末了，耶稣再来，你还没有完全啊。
We have to wait until Jesus' second coming and the end of the world, and you're still not prepared yet.
因为你要靠自己的灵修功夫达到完全是不可能的事情。
Because it is impossible to rely on your own effort to be perfect.
你不可能完全，我也不可能完全。
I won't be perfect, you won't be perfect either.
人要完全只有一个方法。
There's only one way for man to be perfect.
那个亚伯拉罕教导我们啊，人要完全就是趴在神的面前啊。
And Abraham taught us that in order for a person to be perfect, you have to prostrate yourself.
所以亚的神所以神到亚伯拉罕的面前。
So God went in front of Abraham.
告诉亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕，你在我面前要做完全人啊。
And God told Abraham, in front of me, you need to be perfect.
这个是在第十七章哦，创世纪的十七章。
Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪的十七章
Genesis chapter 17,
第一节
verse 1,
他说亚伯拉罕九十九岁的时候，神向他显现，对他说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人，我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。第三节
verse 3,
亚伯拉罕俯伏在地，神就对他说，我与你立约。你们发现，从你不完全，你完全，我才要跟你立约，到我跟你立约中间只发生一件事情。
From the point that he was not perfect until the point that he was perfect, there's only one thing that happened.
亚伯拉有说让我回去好好祷告两个小时再回来吗？
And did God tell Abraham to go home and pray for 2 hours and
亚伯拉有没有说等我把圣经背下来我就完全啊？
Did Abraham said wait until I remember the whole Bible before I come back?
神跟亚伯拉说你要完全我才立约哦。
And God told him,you need to be blameless before I make a covenant with you.
圣经里面讲说亚伯拉罕就俯伏在地上。
The Bible recorded that Abraham fell on his face.
哦，神就跟他立约了。
And God made a covenant with him.
哦，所以这就是亚伯拉罕的完全的方法。
And this is how Abraham became a perfect person.
叫做俯伏在地完全法。
And he fell on his face and he became perfect.
什么叫做俯伏在地？
How can a person be to fall on his face?
就是完全顺服啦。
It is to have complete submission.
不是只是躲在角落那里拼命的灵修，要把自己灵修到完全。
And it is not locked in your room trying to be perfect by your own effort.
而是在每天的生活当中尽力活出有意义的人生来。
And it is to live a meaningful life every day in your life.
神要我做工我就做工，神要我传福音我就传福音，神要我聚会我就聚会。
If God wants me to work, I work. If God wants me to preach, I preach. If God wants me to attend services, I attend services.
神喜欢我们每天有灵修的功夫，我就建立灵修的生活。
God wants us to have a spiritual cultivation daily, then I will do it.
这就叫做俯伏在地，你就完全了。
This is how you fall on your face and to become perfect.
所以在这里告诉我们说，你不要等到你什么都准备好了，你才愿意出来做事。
And here tells us you do not wait until you're completely ready before you work.
因为在这里，主耶稣对门徒说
And here Jesus told the disciples,
你不要想这么多，你不要担心这么多。
Don't think too much, don't worry too much.
你就出去，你就勇敢的走出去，剩下都会帮你预备。
Just walk out bravely, everything else will be prepared for you.
所以主耶稣正跟他们讲说，你不要带这东西，不用准备这么多，你就去啊。
Jesus told them, don't bring anything, just leave.
你走到哪里，就会有人接待，就会有人照顾。
Wherever you go, someone will take care of you take care of you.
所以在这里第一个告诉我们说我们的人生过得不要太不要活在担我们不要活在担忧当中。
And here it tells us that we do not live in worryness.
我们来看马太福音的第十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章的第九节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
腰带里不要带金银铜钱，行路不用带口袋。不要带两件褂子，不要带鞋，不要带拐杖，因为工人得饮食是应当的。所以在这里主耶稣告诉他们。
And here Jesus told them.
他说你不用带的不用东西带一堆，准备了半天你才愿意出门。
And don't bring anything, don't bring so much that, and then just go.
你靠着主耶稣，你就出去用心做你所需用的，主耶稣都知道。
And rely on Jesus Christ, and you just go, and Jesus knows what you need.
但是我们千万不要读完这一节以后想说哇，让我出去啊。我们那这里讲说不要带鞋子嘛，我通通光脚，
不带鞋子。Don't think that here is just don't wear sandals, so I don't wear shoes.
这里讲的是你不要过分的忧虑跟紧张。
And here is actually telling us don't worry too much.
像我第一次去非洲就很紧张啊。
Like the first time I went to Africa, I was so nervous.
第一次去非洲两大皮箱。
I took with me 2 big luggages.
因为想说非洲听说什么都没有啊。
And because I heard that there's nothing in Africa.
我还自己带卫生纸。
And I even brought my own toilet paper.
带一大堆的 我带了四十几包的泡面啊，带泡面，带麦片，带啊，反正啊，有一箱全部是吃的。
And there's one big luggage filled with food, including instant noodle.
因为很怕饿死在非洲啊。
Because I was afraid to die of hunger in
Africa. 啊，另外一袋啊，就是全部都是杂物啊，我还带吹风机耶。
The other luggage I even carry with me a hair dryer.
哦，带吹风机啊，带卫生纸啊，反正就是你。因为想说非洲什么都没有啊。
I carry with me hair dryer, toilet paper, because I thought there's nothing in Africa.
啊，其实后来到那里才发觉被骗了，人家什么都没有，就是有超级市场。
Because
有 supermarket,
I went over there, I realized they have supermarkets.
好，所以你要的东西它都有啊。
Because they have everything you need.
啊，所以啊，就是人就是这样啊，因为不确定，因为会紧张，所以就是拼命准备，拼命准备，拼命准备，准备太多，有时候你是出不了门的。
Because of the unknown that you prepare so much,prepare so much that you never left the house.
啊，其实啊，很多到最后啊，都是自己吓自己啊。
Because you're only scaring yourself.
啊，所以啊，这里告诉我们说啊，你基本该准备的做好，你就出去了，剩下你不要担心。
Here he's telling us just prepare the most basic things and go out.
他说啊，主耶稣会照顾你生活上的需要。
And Jesus Christ will take care of your daily needs.
啊，同时这里也是告诉我们每一位信徒。
Here also tells us every member.
他说啊，今天要在神家中为神侍奉，你需要学习过简单的日子。
And when you serve in the house of God, you need to live a simple life.
人的时间非常有限，人的精力非常有限。
And our time and finances are very limited.
啊，非常公平，一个人就是一天24个小时。
Everyone has 24 hours.
一个星期就是七天。
And everyone has 7 days a week.
啊，但是呢，如果你需要很多啊，不对，如果你想要很多啊
，But if you want a lot.
啊，你生活当中充满了你要追求的目标，想要得着一切的你的追求的内容啊。
In your life, you have many things that you're pursuing.
啊，说你的生活越复杂，你人生的重担就越沉重。
Then if you live a very complex life, then you have carried a lot of burden in your life.
那我们就讲一个最简单的好啦。
Let's give a very simple example.
你如果在南加州，你有五栋房子。
Let's say you have 5 houses in Southern California.
好，你如果说你天生就很有钱，那个我们不讲这种，我们就讲说你很努力，你一间一间买了五栋房子。
And let's say you make great effort and you work hard and you bought 5 houses.
但是你五间都要付 mortgage.
But you are paying 5 mortgages.
所以不管你这个月薪水拿到多少，你每一个月的支出就是12000块。
And no matter how much you earn that month, your expenditure is $12,000.
你生命会不会很沉重？
Will you be very burdened?
你会每天都紧张的半死，那公司一不稳你就很害怕。
You'll be worried that if the company is unstable, then you will lose your money.
很怕自己没有工作，付不出房地啊，付不出 mortgage， 结果房子全部被查封，结果到最后一无所有。你每天都活在这种紧张跟压力之下。
And you will be under so much pressure and worry that your house may be foreclosed.
啊，所以啊，一个工作不够，我需要第二个工作。
So one job may not be enough. You may have 2 jobs.
然后跟太太吵架，觉得太太钱赚的太少，在家里太混。
And you will complain to your wife that your wife only stays home.
为什么？因为压力大啊。
Because you're under great pressure.
我说你当你生活在这种你想要拥有很多的时候，你还有多少的心思，还有多少的精神，还有多少的时间放在教会，放在神的事上。
But if you have so much pursuit in your life and you have so much burden in your life, how can you spend time in church to serve?
所以在这里提醒我们说，简单的生活使我们能够得到前进的力量。
So here tells us a simple life can give us a power to walk forward.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说，够用就好。
And Jesus taught us that it is enough.
够用就可以啦。
If it's enough. If it's enough.
让你就剩下的你抓住神啊，他你需要的他都会给你。
And the other on the other side, if you hold on to God, then He will give you everything.
那我们再看回来，最后看回来路加福音的第九章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 9.
第九章的第四节
Chapter 9 verse 4
第四节说，无论进哪一家就住在那里，也从那里起行。我们看第十章哦。
Let's jump to chapter 10
我们看第十章的第八节
Chapter 10 verse 8
第八节
Verse 8.
这里说无论进哪一城人若接待你们给你们摆上什么你们就吃什么好啊，在这里也是给我们一个原则性的观念
And here tells us a simple principle
啊，九章十章都是你出去以后别人的爱心别人的接待啊，这里面有一些我们需要遵守的一些原则
And in chapters 9 and 10 when you go out to preach when people receive you there's some principles that we have to follow
啊，什么原则呢
What are the principles?
就是别人所提供的出于爱心的不论是多是少你都要心存感谢
Here it tells us that when we go out and people receive us with love then we need to receive it with thanksgiving
没有什么好抱怨的也没有什么好计较的
And do not complain or think otherwise
啊，我还记得说我有一次到非洲的时候
And I remember one time I went to Africa
我在非洲当中有一顿饭让我印象最深
There's one meal that I remember very distinctly
啊，那一顿饭虽然有吃但是跟没有吃差不多啊
And that meal even though I ate it it's just like I didn't eat that meal at all
我们等那一天等晚饭等到快十点晚上十点、啊、
And we waited for the dinner until almost 10 p.m.
然后一直想说到底发生什么事情
And I was wondering what happened
啊，结果后来有一位老姐妹年纪很大的老姐妹出现了
and later on one elderly sister appeared
然后她就带了一碗的面就什么都没有就是一碗面
And she carried with her one bowl of noodle
可是我们有三个人
But we had three people
三个男生
three
那个面我大概两口就吃完了
I could have eaten that bowl of noodle with two bites
我们看到的时候啊，那个对，至少我脸都黑了哈。
When I saw
想说哇怎么办
I was shocked I didn't know what to do
想说哇怎么啊这样子这是一个人吃三个人吃到底是怎么回事啊
So how can we eat this is it for one person or three people
啊，因为那个老姐妹啊，听到说有工人来啊，很坚持啊，她一定要负责一餐
And this elderly sister, she knew that there were workers coming, so she insisted that she would cook.
但是啊，她唯一有的就是这一碗面啊。
But the only thing she had was this bowl of noodle.
而且啊，她家离我们住的地方很远。
And but she lived very far away from where we live.
所以她在家里把她唯一的这一碗这一点面把它煮了以后，走了一个半小时拿来给我们。
So she cooked this noodle at home and walked one and a half hours to deliver it to us.
啊，所以啊，快十点才到。
And that's why she arrived at almost 10 p.m.
而且当然，那个面整个都是冷的。
And of course, the noodle is very cold.
而且就是这么一碗，三个人啊。
One bowl of noodle for three people.
啊，这完全不够吃。
It's not enough to eat.
啊，但是啊，虽然面凉凉啊，但是啊，心中非常火热啊。我们呐、啊、
，Although the noodle is cold, but our hearts are warm.
很感动啊。
And we're greatly touched.
他已经把他家里啊那个唯一的粮食通通给你吃了。
She gave all the food in her house to you.
还走了一个半小时啊，就是为了给你送这一碗面。
And she walked one and a half hours just to deliver this bowl of noodle to you.
吃的都哭了。
And of course, when we eat it, we cried.
因为一口就没有了。
Because one bite, it is finished.
啊，然后他准备啊，那个他就在旁边等我们啊，然后就收了碗，打算再走一个半小时回家。
And so she sat on the side waiting for us to finish the food and walk another one and a half hour back.
哦、啊，当然我们就帮他出钱，请计程车送他回家。
So we took money from our own pocket and hired a taxi and sent her home.
印象很深啊。
And this is very memorable.
去非洲去非洲这么多这么吃了很多地方，这个是让我印象最深的一餐。
And I ate so many meals in Africa, but this is the most memorable.
因为我吃的不是面，我吃的是爱心。
Because what I ate was not noodle, was her love.
我吃的是我所感受到的就是爱主耶稣的这种感动。
And what I experienced was the love of Jesus Christ.
所以啊，在这里告诉我们说啊，人家当如果是出于爱心的，人家的接待，不管是怎么，你都要感受。你不要看那个东西，你要感受它背后的爱心。
So when people serve you with love, you don't look at what they give you, you look at what their look at their love.
在我们今天的世代啊，我们都不缺吃。
And in our environment, we do not lack food.
我想你说你真的有缺吃个龙虾、吃个鲍鱼吗？
Do you lack eating a lobster?
对对，我们在这么丰盛的物质环境里面，你真的有缺吃这些吗
？And we have so much food in this world. Do you lack anything?
而且还不敢吃高胆固醇。
And of course, you don't want to eat those seafood too much because they're high in cholesterol.
好，所以啊，今天我们所看到的，不要一直去强调啊，吃什么啊，吃什么啊。
So today, don't emphasize too much on what we're eating.
你所要看到的是背后那个为了耶稣爱主的心啊。
What you want to see is the love of Jesus Christ.
好，说出于爱心的。就要蒙主纪念。
If they did it out of love, then God will remember.
啊，所以我们今天在提，我们今天在接待。
So today when we host some people,
啊，很多时候我们是那个接待的人呐。
Sometimes we're the host.
接待不要不接待不是用物质的华贵，而是要用他背后的诚心。
And when you receive others, you don't use the material good, but the love behind it.
啊，那个被接待的人呢
？And those who were received.
不管是多是少都要心存感谢。
And no matter how much the host give you, you need to give thanks.
哦，所以在这里特别提醒我们一件事。
And here emphasize, tells us something.
他说啊，如果你住到一个家中。
If you go into a house.
不可以搬家。
Do not move.
哦，这里讲说你不可以搬家的哦。
You cannot move away.
哦，马可福音那边讲不可以搬家，不可以搬家。
And Mark says you cannot move away.
哦，为什么不可以搬家
？And why not?
你到了一个地方啊，人家把你接去他家。
And when you go to a place, people receive you.
啊，结果开始做工，开始传福音，更多人认识你了。
And when you start preaching and working, and more people know you.
有那个啊，家里家境更好，房子更大，啊，更有钱的啊，哎呀，来我家，来我家，我房子比较大啊。
And some people who are rich and who have a bigger house.They would invite you to their house.
我们住的比较舒服啊，早餐吃的好啊。
And they can give you more and a bigger place to stay.
主耶稣讲说，你不准搬家。
Jesus Christ said you cannot move.
侍奉路上，信仰路上不可以嫌贫爱富。
And in the path of faith, you cannot seek after wealth.
因为当你离开了，就是对那个爱心接待你的家庭最大的伤害。
And because if you leave that house, then it will cause a great harm to the host family.
啊，同时也是对这个传福音的工作一个很大的打击。
And it is a great harm to the work of preaching.
啊，所以啊，所以不管人家接待能够做到多少
，and no matter how much the host can give you,
只要是出于爱心的，你就要感谢领受。
And as long as they did it out of love, then you have to receive it with thanksgiving.
啊，更不能为了要贪图更好、更舒适的环境而离开了那个爱心的家庭。
And you should not seek after more comfort to leave that house.
啊，这些都是主耶稣在这个侍奉路上传福音的工作当中给我们的一个提醒。
And this serves as a warning as we preach His word.
那，啊，是给每一个今天在教会里面服侍的人啊一个教导。
And it is a teaching for everyone who serves in the church.
啊，我们一起来唱诗。
Now let's sing hymn.
唱诗32首。
Sing hymn 32. Last verse.Please be seated.
啊，我们先来做结束的祷告。
And now we'll offer our concluding prayer.
啊，特别为明天安息日的聚会来祷告。
Please pray for tomorrow Sabbath service.
啊，也为一些教会当中我们久没见面的一些信徒跟朋友啊，来为他们祷告。
And Also, please pray for the members we haven't seen in a while, and also on our friends.
那福音的工作，只有神的能力才能够引人回来。
And only through the power of Christ that the people will return.
啊，所以你跟我，我们有两个责任。
So we have two responsibilities.
第一个责任叫做尽本分。
And one is to fulfill our duty.
第二个叫做求怜悯。
And second is to pray for mercy.
啊，尽本分就是你该联络联络，该能够关心关心，你就做你能做的，这叫尽本分。
And when we fulfill our duty, it is to do what we have to do, which is to make calls and to visit.
啊，但是啊，不代表你尽本分就会有任何事情发生。
And when you do what you're supposed to do, then it doesn't guarantee anything will happen.
啊，所以第二件事就是借着祷告求神怜悯。
So second thing is that we have to ask God for mercy.
啊，能够开启人的心。
So God can open the heart of people
来调转他们的脚步
to turn away their footsteps.
我们一起来祷告
Let's pray in one accord